Now you do all that according to number 8, which is ministry alignment. Ministry alignment. So when adding these new things, you don't want it to be a drag on your system. You know, you don't want it to be something that pulls you in a different direction. It should fit perfectly in with what you're doing. But part of your overall job, part of the muscle that you have to develop is we have to always make sure the staff is aligned with what we're doing. We even use that term, right? They're just out of alignment. Like a tire on a car. Voom, 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 voom. You know, it's just like you're trying to drive down the interstate straight, but it keeps pulling you in that one direction. You know, that's a little old school. Most new cars have figured that out now, and they'll balance almost for you. But I mean, I still remember, you know, you'd hit the curb, it would throw that right front tire out. Whole time you're driving, you're fighting it. Back before power steering, you know, you're fighting it to try to stay in alignment. Some of you are thinking of a staff member right now who's that front tire. But you know, you have to bring the alignment. So the best time to catch something when it's out of alignment is when? Early, as soon as you can, bring it back in alignment. But then the organization has to stay aligned. So you gotta hive off stuff and stop doing stuff and delay stuff. And then, you know, when you add stuff, does it fit with our organization? And this is where prayer comes in. You know, praying for what you want God to do, praying for these initiatives. Everybody knowing what are the top 3 things that we're praying for. What's the top 1 thing we're praying for this week? What is our key item before the Lord this week? And then this is where systems help you. Systems, again, sometimes keep staff in alignment. Systems can sometimes help your organization stay in alignment. It just kind of is like the final wrapping you put around something for alignment. 1 Corinthians 14:40, something that's been used to go against my previous one, bias for action, but it is all things should be done decently in order. Now, the people who don't like you to act prefer to think them being decent in order. They forget that all things should be done. So it's a balance. You got to do something. And then whatever you do, do it decently in order. Make sure it's aligned. And as I said earlier, don't be caught up in the shiny object, the latest thing. Give it a little time to settle. You know, it's okay not to be on the bleeding edge of something. Cutting edge, maybe. Just let it settle just a little bit. So, you know, do we have simple, repeatable, sustainable systems around all 8, the great 8? You know, this falls under leadership, maybe even falls under strategic. Do you have your week structured? Do you have your month structured around your sermon calendar, your preaching calendar, around the ebb and flow of assimilation and ministry and stewardship and reporting? Does staff know what those priorities are? Are you getting that information so you can quickly tell where things might be out of alignment? Are you having the conversations like we talked about? Let the systems carry a large part of the load for ministry alignment. So I don't know how you want to go about doing it, but somehow or another, you have to have a practice where you are evaluating each system on a predetermined basis. Assimilation is a system that maybe you don't have to evaluate, you know, every week, because just because you're low in first-time guests this week, you might, but maybe once a month, you want to look at your assimilation. Stewardship, you know, you would look at the weekly numbers, you look at the monthly numbers, but maybe more evaluated on a quarterly basis. But now worship planning, that probably has to be evaluated every week. I could even argue ministry. You don't want to go too long without the ministry being evaluated once every couple of weeks, because you got to get volunteers every week. You got to have people serving, you know, every week. Groups, at least once a semester, you got to do it. That's what that focus month is for. It's a whole month just to evaluate. But figure out, you know, how you evaluate your systems, and are they giving you the results that you want? Are they aligned? Do you have any sideways energy? You know, do you have a plane that has two sides to it, but somehow or another, you know, they're off balance, or one is smaller, or is there some drag?